Competition begins today in Colorado Springs in the 4th annual Warrior Games. It's a week of Paralympic-style sports for current and former members of the U.S. and British military who were injured while serving. Colorado Public Radio's Eric Whitney met one of the athletes at his track and field training session.
23-year-old Angelo Anderson is a corpsman, a medic, in the U.S. Navy. Corpsmen often deploy with Marines, and that's what Anderson was doing in Afghanistan in July of 2010 when he came under fire. Bullets shattered the long bones in his right arm and leg.
I thought I was going to die, actually, probably right at that moment once I hit the ground. I was like, this is it.
As he lay there bleeding, Marines rushed to his aid. Anderson coached them on how to help him, and then spent the better part of a year in the hospital, enduring multiple surgeries and physical therapy.
That was probably one of my lowest points. Once you're not physically capable to do something that your mind is telling you that you want to be doing, you should be doing, it's hard. It really is.
It was especially tough for Anderson, a high school track athlete, to be disabled. But early in his recovery, the Navy told him about its sports program. He says getting back into training and having the Warrior Games to prepare for gave him familiar goals and something to look forward to. Anderson says he can't say if that's benefited him more physically or psychologically.
Ooh, man. That's like asking for more vanilla or chocolate ice cream. You really can't go wrong, I mean.
Both, huh?
Yeah, it really is.
Anderson is competing in three events: track, wheelchair basketball, and cycling. Sitting beside the practice track, watching other veterans bounce past on prosthetic limbs and spin around in low-slung racing wheelchairs, Anderson says he gets inspired by his fellow athletes.
People aren't just like sitting around doing nothing, like they're actually engaged, actually involved, despite of what happened to them or what people may tell them or what, you know, the statistics say. So that right there in itself just makes it, regardless of the medals and stuff, just makes it worth being here, really.
And he says he likes being able to help others, too, like a Navy teammate fighting cancer who was struggling to finish a cycling race last year.
I rode up beside him. I just placed my hand on his back, and me and him finished that race together.
There are 7 events in the Warrior Games, including sitting volleyball, swimming, and archery. More than 200 athletes are participating on teams representing each of the military service branches, as well as a special operations team and one from Great Britain. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Colorado Springs.
This is NPR News.